This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Number three, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and as we do, we try to convene with one writer, activist, scientist, military officer. It's you know, I could give out everything he does, but then we'd never talk to him. So joining us once again is Dean Weingarten. How are you, sir?
I am doing very well and pleased to be here, Bill.
So, let's kick off with this. This was the thing I saw today that I was going to be like, finally a cool piece of show prep I can use here. Of course, it was an article by you. Apparently, I do wish that the Republicans would adapt this attitude that these leftists have. But the prosecutor in St. Louis, who's been kicked off of the case by I don't know how many judges already, has decided to appeal this to the Supreme Court, even though the governor has signaled to her that he will pardon them if she convicts them.
Yes. It is an extraordinary case. There are numerous videos that show the actions involved. It's hard to see how any jury would convict this couple, the McCloskeys, of what the prosecutor says they are guilty of. I mean, the videos just don't show. I mean, they fall well within the rights of the McCloskeys to defend their house and themselves, in my opinion. And the prosecutor in this case is Kimberly Gardner. Her actual title is St. Louis Circuit Attorney, which heads up the prosecuting office for the city of St. Louis. And she was gained money from one of the Soros-funded groups to get elected originally. And then this last year, she was reelected with 74% of the votes, and she had some of the money from Soros-type groups again, and she used the McCloskey case in a fundraiser before any charges were filed against them. And it's not allowed to prosecute a case in which you have a personal interest in Missouri and most other states. And at least the law is that way in Missouri. So the McCloskeys, being lawyers, appealed to a court and said, look, this prosecutor is biased. She used this case to benefit herself, and so she should not be prosecuting this case. So the judge said that's correct. Not only should Kimberly Gardner not prosecute the case, but because the people she works for know the history of the case and knows her predilections, that whole office will be forbidden from prosecuting the case. Now, most ordinary prosecutors, when confronted with a ruling like this, would just say, well, okay, somebody else will prosecute the case. What's it to me? I've got plenty of cases to prosecute. Somebody else will do the work on this one. But no, not Kimberly Gardner. She said, well, I'm the victim. This is all racism. You're just racist, and that's why you don't want me to prosecute these people, and that's why you removed me, so I'm going to appeal it. And she appealed it to the Eastern Circuit Court of Appeals in Missouri, and they promptly upheld the lower court ruling and said, no, you don't get to prosecute this case. The lower court was correct. And so that the appeals court also said, no, you can't do it. Well, she's using other people's money. You know, it's not her money to appeal it. It's the prosecutor's office money. So she's now appealing, or at least one of her associates, I should say, said that she would appeal it to the Missouri Supreme Court. Now, presuming that that associate knows what they're talking about, Kimberly Gardner is now going to appeal the case to the Missouri Supreme Court. So to preserve her ability to prosecute this particular case, which is highly questionable in the first place, and as you noted, which the governor said that if these people are convicted, if the McCloskeys are convicted, he will pardon them. I mean, it's extraordinary. It's bizarre. It's so obviously ideological rather than legal, rather than concern for justice or keeping the peace in this particular community, which has had an extraordinary rise in homicides, and which many homicides are not being prosecuted. So to Kimberly Gardner, obviously it's much more important to go after these two people who were protecting their home and to prosecute them than it is to go after another homicide case. It's really amazing, and I think it's almost a textbook case of what a politicized prosecutor looks like.
And we're talking about St. Louis. Don't they have a few issues here and there?
Yeah, they do. I mean, just the fact that they reelected this prosecutor with 74% of the vote. To me, if I were looking at, you know, moving somewhere, one of the last places I would move to would be to St. Louis. Because obviously you can't count on the rule of law there.
Does Missouri use Dominion voting machines?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I believe they went for President Trump in the last election, so
okay.
Probably not.
Well, but, I mean, the reason I ask is, and when I ask that, I mean, I look at some of these other things that have happened, like this girl here being elected at by that percentage point. And then I look at Bernie Sanders. You know, he's lost to Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. And, you know, he's the face of a movement. And yet, the Bernie bros couldn't get him over the hump. And he's always leading. He's always got all this momentum. And then, boom, it goes away.
Yeah, that's that is kind of an amazing thing. And, of course, it's in Democrat primaries, which often
yep.
the Democrats control. And, frankly, I wouldn't say that Democrats are necessarily, as a group,
trustworthy.
More prone to cheating, shall we say, than Republicans. It's just that when you have the entire tech oligarchs and the entire media on your side, you don't really have to worry much about being caught. So they have much more incentive to cheat knowing that they will almost certainly get away with it. Whereas if Republicans cheated, they would much more likely be caught. And then
always.
There's, of course, the differential in philosophy. A great many Republicans are, God-fearing Christians who believe cheating is morally wrong. And a great many Democrats are not. And the belief structure is that cheating is okay as long as you don't get caught. So there's that fundamental difference in political philosophy.
Gotcha.
Or just morals in general.
Well, I look at that. You know what? Let's hang on to this thought. You can find this article at amiland.com because that's where Dean writes. There's over 1,700 other articles there that he has written. If you go start it today, we'll be seeing you sometime before 2030, I'm sure. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. And Dean noticed one thing that I noticed, and, you know, I don't know quite how to take what's going on with McConnell, because, you know, McConnell's out there now, and I think sometimes some of these Republicans, they get out there and think they're playing a game. And McConnell's out there because he sort of, I don't know exactly what his wording was, but he said he was not opposed trying to get rid of the filibuster, primarily because he knows they don't have the votes to get rid of the filibuster. And you wrote a little bit about that.
Yes, and it's good news for Second Amendment supporters in the sense, in that is that two senators from very pro-gun states that respect, in the most part, the Second Amendment. It's Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, a Democrat, and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, a Democrat. Both of them said they will vote to uphold the Senate filibuster rule. And this is a really big impact because the filibuster rule is about the only thing that stands between us and a Democrat-controlled House and a Democrat-controlled Senate, although just barely controlled Senate, from passing really extreme radical legislation that would change the political shape of the United States in ways that would make it difficult for Republicans ever to have a majority or to elect a president in the foreseeable future. And they could, if they could get rid of the filibuster rule, they could get this radical legislation through the Congress. And it's hard to believe that President Biden would not sign it. I'm sure somebody would tell him, well, just sign that, and he'd sign it. And the types of things that are being proposed by the Democrats, and I have to say, it's mostly out of fear, because I think they believe that this is maybe their last chance to be able to get this kind of radical legislation through. I mean, they claim demographics are with them, but when you look at how President Trump did among Hispanic and black voters, and when you look at the makeup of states that choose senators, the odds of Democrats controlling the Senate again in the future seem very small. It is by the most peculiar and strange circumstances that they have managed to control it, albeit just by the vote of the vice president in the current term. I mean, what are the chances of getting two communists elected in Georgia to the Senate? It is truly bizarre. And then to have two Democrats in Arizona elected to the Senate, and to have a Democrat senator from Wyoming, or is it Montana? Let's see, Tester? Is it Montana? I think. Anyway, it's just bizarre. And so, as rural Americans realize how antithetical to their interests the Democrat Party are, the chances of Democrat control of the Senate get smaller and smaller. So the radical Democrats, the communists, essentially, are, I would argue that they're more fascist than communists, see this as their last best chance to get these really radical proposals through. They want to add additional states to the union that would have Democrat senators, thereby solidifying their control of the Senate. They want to pack the Supreme Court with far left judges to essentially undo President Trump's nominations and to the Supreme Court that added three originalist justices at the Supreme Court. They want to extend citizenship to millions of illegal aliens and essentially open up the southern border. And one of the worst things they're trying to pass is H.R. 1, which is a voting bill, a bill on how people would vote in national elections. And that would allow things like mandatory mail-in ballots, elimination of identification for voter registration, perhaps mandatory voter registration, maybe mandatory voting, maybe extending the vote to 16-year-olds. Now, some of those things, I suspect, would be unconstitutional, but you can't be sure if they pack the court that it would be ruled unconstitutional. And those are all in H.R. 1, and they're trying to include that as part of a reconciliation package in a budget deal to get it through. Now, I think the odds are against it, but this is how far these radical Democrats want to go to ensure that they hold on to political power and that the vote never really is a threat to them again.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I also think that there's some other stuff that they think simply... I wonder how many of them believe what they say. Because, I mean, when you look at some of their stuff, like they published Biden's job approval ratings. Did you see that the other day?
No, I didn't see that.
Well, so he got 81 million votes out of 505 counties, which is... That's... Boy, I would love to know what the...
It is extraordinary.
It is extraordinary, even though, Obama got 69 million votes out of 850-something counties, and Trump got 74 million votes out of 2,300, 2,400 counties. Trump obviously won most of the nation. So, here we got this guy. His current job rating at 7 days in, a week in, is 47%. He's got more votes than anybody ever. He's the most popular man on the planet. And
right.
He's at 47%. Trump's was 67%, and Obama's was 57%, and Obama's was in the 60s in the same time frame. So, if they're out there believing their press... I don't know how that's going to work out for them.
The power of the human mind.
Yeah, it can
believe what they want to believe is very strong. It doesn't have to be rational, but if somebody hears something they want to believe, they're much more likely to believe it than if it's something they don't want to believe, no matter what the evidence.
Yeah, hang on for me right there. We're coming up on the next break, Dean. This stuff that we're writing about here, Dean wrote a very good article about this. This should allay the fears of a lot of people out there that are gun owners. It does mine. And there's another 1,700-plus articles out there covering the entire spectrum of gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration was sued Wednesday over its executive order to halt oil and gas leasing on federal lands and waters. The lawsuit, filed in the U.S. District Court in Wyoming by the Western Energy Alliance, says President Biden exceeded his authority with the recent order. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says coronavirus treatments and the vaccine are less effective against the South African COVID strain.
It has diminished somewhat the capability of the vaccine to protect, but, and this is an important but, the vaccine still is effective against this strain that is in South Africa.
Fauci, speaking on Fox News, also says we need to be ready for the arrival of the strain and prepare for it to mutate even more. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden has spoken to Russian President Vladimir Putin over the phone for the first time on Tuesday. The two discussed a cyber attack on U.S. companies and government agencies, along with talking arms control and the importance of sovereignty in the Ukraine. Regarding some of the executive orders we're seeing regarding energy and natural gas by President Biden, former U.N. Ambassador to the United States Nikki Haley believes
Putin has to be pretty ecstatic right now. I mean, one of the things that bothered him the most was how energy independent we had become. And the idea that President Biden has already cut off the Keystone Pipeline, started banning fracking, that in itself is one thing. I mean, it's a good first week for Russia right now.
President Joe Biden plans to reopen the healthcare.gov insurance markets for a special sign-up opportunity geared to people needing coverage in the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Dean Weingarten, and I think I've been pretty good this week, Dean. Would you tell me a bear hunt story?
Oh, man. Well, there's a lot of them out there, but I don't have one that's come up recently. We talked last Friday about the one that happened in Montana. I guess we could go over that again if you like.
Sure, we can do that.
It's a really good one. It's what happened is that you had this semi-retired trucker who is not much of a gun guy. I mean, he's had guns, but he hasn't had them a lot, and he's not what you'd call a dedicated shooter. And his name is Ken Liddell. And he rented a cabin near DePeyer. I may be mispronouncing the name, Montana, which is in the sort of the central northern, slightly north of central part of the state. And it's on the prairie side of the eastern side of the mountains there. And he's sort of on the edge of the mountains. And in those mountains, grizzly bear populations have been increasing because no one's allowed to hunt them. So, of course, they're increasing. And as they increase, bears that are not quite the biggest and strongest get pushed out to the edges, and they're following this DePeyer Creek because it offers cover and water and food. And that goes out into the rangeland where the ranches and farmers are, and the bears are causing a lot of problems. They kill a lot of livestock and destroy property and threaten humans and, and attack and damage humans, too. And so the locals told Ken that if you're going to be walking out around here, we have a lot of grizzly bears coming through, so you better get yourself a good pistol. And Ken bought a Smith & Wesson 629 stainless steel 44 Magnum revolver. And he loaded with some of the best ammunition he could find from HSM cartridges, 305 grain bear loads. He also carried a can of bear spray. Well, on 8 April of last year, Ken was walking, as he likes to do. He's trying to get in shape to do a little more backpacking. He's 59. Well, he might be 60 now. He was 59 at the time. And he says, you know, he needs to get in a little better shape if he's going to do some day backpacking trips. And he's on what he calls a little finger ridge, where one side of the slope goes down toward the DePire Creek drainage. And he had a windbreaker on and gloves, and he carried his holstered pistol in an Uncle Mike's nylon belt holster and a thumb brake on it. And he had a walking stick. So he's returning toward his cabin, about a half mile south of the rented cabin. And he's coming down this ridge, and he hears a noise. And then there's a little patch of snow and a brush patch a little bit downslope off the side of the ridge. But he doesn't see anything. He looks and he stops. He doesn't see any animals. So he continues walking. So for some reason, I suspect it was probably a noise at subconscious level. He turns and looks back, and here is a grizzly bear emerging from that patch of brush onto the snow and charging up the slope toward him, and it's only like 50 to 60 feet away. That's a sight you don't want to see. So he yells at the bear, and he throws his walking stick at it, and the bear was up on the ridge and coming at him in no time. So he tries to draw that Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum, and the windbreaker interfered with his draw. And the bear is coming up really fast, and time starts to slow down. That's a phenomenon known as tachypsychia. What happens is the mind is going into basically survival mode, and it's working so fast that ordinary actions seem to be moving in slow motion. Anybody who's been in a car accident, sometimes where you see what's happening or anything that they perceive as a really dangerous situation, has probably experienced this. And it's called tachypsychia. So as the bear is closing in just fractions of a second to protect his groin and his femoral artery, Ken twisted a bit and raised his left leg, and the bear grabbed that left leg a few inches above the knee in the big muscles there, but he didn't get the bone. She didn't get the bone, turns out. And he said, when she bit me, it felt like a vice was closing on my leg. Well, as the bear knocked him down and twisted him, he managed to free the revolver from the windbreaker. And he released the thumb brake and drew the revolver, and he could see the back of the bear, but he couldn't see his head that well, and he didn't want to shoot himself in the leg. So he fired into the bear's back toward the chest, shoulder area, and he said that first shot was all it took. As soon as he fired the shot, it hurt the bear let him go and started retreating. And then the bear started to turn, and he shot again at the side of the bear, and the bear keeps staggering away, and he emptied his Smith & Wesson 629 six-shot revolver at it. And the bear continues to stagger away, and he's got an HKS speed loader. Now, they're handy little items. I've used them a bunch. But they take a little practice to use quickly, and he hadn't practiced. So he gets the speed loader out, and he's trying to reload the revolver. And he said it seemed to take a long time. But remember, he's under tachypsychia, so just simple actions seem to take a long time. And he got it reloaded. The bear is now, he can't see it. He thinks maybe it went back to the brush patch. But he assesses the damage. And his leg is tore up a bit, but he manages to limp down slope to his cabin, gets in his truck, and he drives to the hospital in Conrad, Montana. And it took him 4 months to heal up. So what's interesting, well, many interesting things about this
this particular case is that he had only, Ken had only fired that 629 once before, just to see if it would work. He, like I said, he's not a practiced pistol shotter, wasn't at the time. And yet, even though he'd only shot that revolver once before, he hit the bear four times out of six shots. That's pretty good shooting in a life and death situation. And
pretty
one
good
of those
shooting
shots,
in a target situation.
In one of those shots, he hit the bear in the eye socket, but he missed the brain. Now, a bear's brain is only, that size bear is about a 350 to 400 pound bear, it turned out. That size of bear's brain is probably about 300 milliliters in volume. And it's maybe about an inch and a half across and about 3.5 inches long or so. And it's pretty much between the eyes and in back of the eye. So you could shoot completely through an eye and still miss the brain. The bullet would go on the side of the brain instead of into the cranial cavity. And it, unless you look at the anatomy of a bear's skull and know where the brain is, it's easy to miss its brain, which is why I think a lot of people have this mythology that shooting at a bear, the bullet may bounce off the skull and not hit the brain. Usually right. It doesn't really bounce off the skull. It's just the bullet goes where there isn't any brain.
And let me get you to hold on. Brain, let me get you to hold on right there, coming up on the break.
Yeah, sure.
And we'll, when we get back, we'll finish speaking with Mr. Weingarten. The depth of stuff he has written, you can find it at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the last time on the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with writer and activist and instructor and other things, Dean Weingarten. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Let me finish up a little bit with the story, because there's a little more detail I think people would like. One is that Ken is a thoughtful, intelligent man. He was interesting and fun to talk to, and now that he has survived this bear attack, he's going to practice with his 629 more than he had been, and he's considering moving to either a shoulder holster or a chest holster instead of the belt holster, because he intends to carry the pistol with him when he's backpacking. And a hip holster just does not work very well when you have a backpack on. And it's difficult to have a shoulder holster that'll work well, because the straps of the backpack tend to interfere with the shoulder holster. So I would say that chest holster is what most people have found to be useful when they're backpacking, and it places the holster basically in the center of your chest, where it's out of the way and yet easily gotten at by when you need to draw it. So he's considering that very strongly. He's going to be doing more dry firing. And he said that there had been 9 bear attacks in Montana in 2020 as of the time of our conversation, which I think happened in November or December. And he says that his experience changed his attitude about bears. Years ago, he essentially thought that, we need more bears. We need more wolves. You know, we need more mountain lions, and there should be more of them. But now as he's talked to the people who live in DePire and realized the problems that these large predators cause when they come into an area where they've been gone for a century or more, he says, that should be taken into account when people consider increasing bear populations or other large predators. And you probably have noted that in Colorado, there was a recent referendum on introducing wolves to the western side of the Continental Divide. And I think just about all the people on the western side of the Continental Divide voted in large majorities against it, and the people on the eastern side of the Continental Divide that won't be bothered by the wolves voted for it. It doesn't quite seem like consent of the governed there, but the governor in Colorado is pushing to implement that policy much faster than was called for by the referendum. I guess he just likes to put wolves in the environs of people who voted against him.
Yeah, well, I don't think the people on the other side that weren't going to be bothered by the wolves should even get to vote on that one, should they? Are they in the same county or something?
It's a question. It's a problem. When these referendums were first thought of, it was during the early progressive era, and they wanted to allow people to have a direct voice in legislation. But it was long before. There was no television. Radio was barely starting. There was no mass communication nationally. What we have now is that an interest group can create a propaganda campaign on the internet and on television and get large numbers of city dwellers who have no real understanding or minimal understanding to vote out of emotion on things that affect people in rural areas that these city dwellers have no clue about what really is going on. And it's a serious problem. I've seen it in several states, including Arizona.
What would be the purpose of introducing wolves? I mean, I'm not a hunter, okay? So let's get that out of the way first. And the thing that I think about is that if there are no wolves there now, there has to be a reason for that. And wouldn't it be sort of silly to reintroduce them if one of the reasons is that they got forced out of their habitat by the gentrification of their habitat?
Well, I forget the advocacy groups that pushed for more wolves there. I forget their names. But they pushed to introduce wolves there because they said that wolves were essential to maintain the natural balance in the area. But it's just not true. The science is not there. It's totally against them. We find out that there was a theory that there was a balance in nature, you know, decades ago. But all the research that's been done on ecosystems shows there isn't any balance in nature. That is a failed concept. It isn't true. Predators reproduce as long as they have habitat and food available.
Right.
And they only stop reproducing. Actually, they continue to reproduce, but the excess populations are forced out into areas where there isn't habitat or food, and they just die off. So when you introduce wolves into this area, they become direct competitors to the humans who hunt, and they view human livestock and human resources as just more food sources.
Right. So, it's a menu item, right?
Right. So we've seen in many areas where wolves have been introduced, and one that I'm intimately familiar with is northern Wisconsin, the wolves create significant problems. The reason they were eliminated from the area by early pioneers for good reasons, because they create a lot of problems. They kill off livestock. They greatly reduce the populations of large game, and they're a danger to humans when they get into larger numbers. So there were good reasons why people got rid of wolves, and even though the mythology that's been promoted in the last 50 years or so is that there never was good reason to get rid of them, it's just false.
All I know is that I've read the stories of these man-eating animals that have been around over the course of time that everybody looks at and goes, wow, I can't believe that. And as I recall, there was a story coming out of France, I think it was, where a wolf killed like a couple of hundred people.
I know that there was it was maybe a wolf or maybe there was more than one, but I remember reading something about that. And of course we have the many stories out of Europe where wolves kill lots of people.
Yeah.
And so, you didn't have those stories in North America. And what happened is that somebody who was researching this said, well, has there ever been any documentation of North American wolves that attacked and killed people? Now, this guy apparently really liked wolves. And so he said, well, what's the criteria to determine if a wolf attacked a person? He said, well, we're not going to count rabid wolves because that's not normal. That's not a normal wolf. That would be a rabid wolf. So we're not going to count rabid wolves.
Right.
And so if there is an attack by a wolf or a report of an attack by a wolf, and the wolf was not tested to see if it had rabies, that won't count.
Oh, they're putting their thumb on the scale on that one, huh?
Yeah. So there was no test for rabies in the 1700s, 1800s, and early 1900s. There was no test. So he eliminated all of the history of wolves attacking people before there was a test of rabies by creating his biased criteria.
Isn't that special? Well,
yeah.
Before we run out of time, you going to be with me Friday?
I intend to be.
Very good. Very good. And for those of you who like this kind of stuff, I mean, you ought to, well, I don't have, we'll talk about this Friday. I have a suggestion for this. You ought to do this. I don't know if you have enough material for this or not. But you can go to ammoland.com. You can find Dean Weingarten under all contributors. 1,700 plus articles there waiting for you. Thank you for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. I always enjoy being on the show.
Thank you, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.